She went to school at Montgomery, finished Alabama A&M University, Alabama State University.
What's her occupation?
She's a schedules clerk, Kimberly Clark.
Is she interested in any civic groups, church work, that type of thing?
Not that much.
Okay. Where are her people from?
Montgomery.
City?
Yes.
All right. Could you tell me a little bit about the house that you were raised in, what it was like, how many rooms it had, the different types of rooms?
The house that I was raised in, we had 4 bedrooms, living room, dining room, kitchen. Double car garage with a little breezeway.
Mm-hmm. What about the house you're living in now?
Well, I live here at the funeral home now. Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready to move next door. I just built me a house. Getting ready to move next door now.
Could you tell me about the floor plan for the new house? What it includes?
My floor plan? Mm-hmm. 4 bedrooms, living room, dining room, kitchen. I have 3 baths, 4 basement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll get into the questionnaire now. Talk about the rooms in your house, the room where you entertain company, what would most people around here call that, the best room in the house?
Well, either be the living room or den.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Mm-mm.
Like parlor?
Yeah, I've heard the word parlor before, but we don't use parlor that much.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know of.
Does it sound kind of like a highfalutin word to you?
No. Well, right now when I hear parlor, I'm thinking of what parlor relates to me, where it's old time terminology what they lay remains out. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I guess I'm not used to hearing the mm-hmm. word parlor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm looking for a unit of measure here. Not interested in being accurate, but about how would you say this room is?
Ceiling here, 9 mm-hmm. foot.
Okay. The house that you grew up in, did it have a fireplace?
No.
Okay, do you know anything about building fires and fireplaces?
I know about building fires and
fireplaces. Okay, could you tell me about that?
From the time that we built one, we always have to have what we had, kiln, we call kiln, to start off a fire. Mm-hmm. And we used it once the fire started, we put oak on it to keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a name for those metal things inside that you put the wood across?
I can't remember.
Okay, have you ever heard andirons or fire dogs or dog
Mm-mm.
irons?
I remember word for dog irons for one reason or another, but not the other.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for the big piece of wood that you put on the dog irons that burn along?
Most folks call them logs.
Logs.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard back log or back stick?
Uh-huh. Heard of that.
Which one?
Back log.
Was there an area right in front of the fireplace that might have been bricked over?
We'll call that the hearth, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. And maybe a place right above the fireplace where you'd have a vase or
picture. I have one in my house. I can't think of the name of it right now because I went out and found an old piece of wood
mm-hmm.
and cut it down. I can't recall what.
It began with an M? Mantle?
Yeah, mantle. Mm-hmm. Mantle piece.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that the smoke goes out of, you just call that?
Some call it a flue, and so it would depend on what it is, flue or chimney, whatever.
Is there a difference to you?
A flue? It is a difference between a flue and chimney. I think a flue is mostly used when you have a stove.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know about in the fireplace, if there's what you call a flue in the fireplace mm-hmm. or not.
Okay. What about when you burn a lot of wood in the fireplace, that stuff that's left over in the fireplace?
Ashes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm looking for a phrase here just for pronunciation. If the ashes were gray, you'd call them gray ashes. If they were white, you'd call them